We welcome all of you now to an important conversation because, Paul, with all my experience, this is the third rail of American discourse, and that is immigration.
Immigration, absolutely, Tom. And, you know, it falls to the Secretary of Homeland Security in many instances. And Ellen Gilmer joins us, Bloomberg Government Senior Homeland Security Reporter. She recently sat down with Alejandro Mayorkas, the Secretary of Homeland Security. Ellen, thanks so much for joining us here. When we think of the Homeland Security, we think of 9/11 and kind of, you know, the charge that this this department has, which is to keep this country safe. But boy, the politicization of immigration has potentially, kind of clouded that a little bit. What were some of your key takeaways from your discussion with Secretary Mayorkas?
I mean, the Secretary and I spoke on the phone last week, and we talked about how, you know, he is so excited to talk about all of the really vast missions of the Department of Homeland Security, counterterrorism, cybersecurity, emergency response, and immigration. And that is, like you said, it is dominating the discourse. When you think of U.S. immigration policy during the Biden administration, Ali Mayorkas has definitely become the face of that, has become in some circumstances kind of a political punching bag for criticism from especially from the right and some from the left on what the Biden administration is doing.
He has a unique flavor. He was born in Havana, Cuba. He's lived this, unlike many others. What's his tone about the dangerous Washington word pragmatic? To be pragmatic about our endless immigration debate. How does he respond to that?
I'm not sure that I've heard him use the term pragmatic particularly often with regard to immigration policy. I think that he is very much aware, and he says he is very much aware of just the deep political divide in the country, and he doesn't seem concerned about, you know, trying to please both sides, as it were. He is trying to chart a way forward. He acknowledges it's a big challenge. The numbers on the southern border right now are quite high. It's a challenge for the Border Patrol. And so he's trying to get through that. I don't see that as a kind of trying to find a middle ground. I think they're trying to chart a course. Obviously, the White House is really focused on root causes from countries where a lot of immigration is coming from in Central America, and the Secretary has to focus on that, and at the same time on the actual operations at the border.
Yeah, Ellen, you know, the Department of Homeland Security just shocked me here. It is almost or nearly 250,000 employees, making it the third largest cabinet department. And this thing's just since September 11th, how huge this department has become in the federal government. What is on the to-do list for this new secretary?
Oh my gosh, so much. So there are those missions that we're all aware of. The TSA is, you know, keeping us safe when we fly. TSA also has oversight over pipelines and cybersecurity. For pipelines, there's a big cybersecurity agency within DHS. FEMA responding to increasingly dramatic weather events caused by climate change, as well as just other weather events. So you have all of this stuff that's on DHS's plate. At the same time, you have an agency that's like really struggling to find its footing. It's been around, since 2003. Mm-hmm. It was created in the aftermath of 9/11, and it still hasn't quite gelled because it's huge. It has all these diverse missions, and the kind of different agencies within DHS sort of do, you know, they're not always talking to each other. So Ali Mayorkas came in with a mission to sort of make it work better, improve morale, fix management issues, all of this internal stuff that definitely does not get the airtime on Capitol Hill that you hear in immigration getting.
Ellen, thank you. Ellen Gilmer with us with Bloomberg Government for an important interview with the head of Homeland Security for the Biden administration.